You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Fantastic Four and other Marvel comics are the hottest thing to hit campus since the bongo drums. What is the secret of his success? From Southern Illinois University.
I saw my sister wear a Spider-Man t-shirt, and that's how I got my first Marvel comic. My favorite is the Hulk. He's the innocent being hounded by the man. Also, he's really good at kicking the army's ass.
From Cornell.
The psychedelic cosmic scapes of Fantastic Four and Thor display a depth of psychological examination and philosophical metaphor that make the reader ask deep, deep questions of the universe, like, what is human? What is the divine? Do our thoughts and desires matter in the full panoply of space-time? And are you holding? Seriously, are you?
How does Stan the Man, as he's dubbed himself in the credits and letters columns in his own comics, do it? Here Stan Lee is in action at his weekly Friday morning plotting session with Jack King Kirby, a veteran comic book artist, a man who created many of the visions of your childhood and mine. The King is a middle-aged man with baggy eyes and a baggy Robert Hallish suit. He is sucking a huge green cigar, and if you stood next to him on the subway, you would peg him for the assistant foreman in a girdle factory.
We've already had the Fantastic Four fight Dragon Man, the Inhumans, but for our next dish, I know we can go even bigger. This time, what if the entire ever-loving world is threatened by a huge, godlike figure, universist, cosmicist, Galactus?
Yeah, I see.
Comes to Earth to devour it. He feeds on the very energy of planets, and with him is a herald, the Silver Surfer! And he engages the FF in cataclysmic combat! God, he's too much! Even for them! The FF lies defeated! Earth is on the brink of oblivion! Sue, Ben, Johnny, Reed, they failed humanity when humanity needed them the most!
Right?
Then! Suddenly!
You go ahead.
The Silver Surfer has a change of heart.
Ah, yes.
The nobility and bravery of the Fantastic Four makes him realize that the Earth is worth saving. He turns on his master, and though Galactus is beaten back, he uses his power cosmic to trap the Silver Surfer here on Earth, where only the FF knows of his sacrifice. He's forced to wander the planet forever, hated by the very people he gave up everything to save.
Lee sags back on his desk, limp and spent. Kirby has leapt out of the chair he was crumpled in.
Great. It's great.
The cigar is out of his mouth and his baggy eyes are aglow. His high voice is young with enthusiasm. Stan Lee has done it again.
Oh, you cut the crap, huh?
What?
That's not how Stan Lee and I work together. See, this is what really happens. Yeah.
Hey, on our next issue, let's have the Fantastic Four fight God. Enough said. Face front, Tiger. You're the King.
And now I gotta come up with 24 comics pages of story, and he gets all the credit. Just because he writes out the dialogue after I turn the pages in. Which is based on my notes written on the boards, a lot of which he ignores. Thank you very much.
Hey, who's the, shiny guy?
Well, you told me to have him fight a god, right? Well, God, who we're calling Galactus, runs around the galaxy eating planets. He needs their energy to survive, so he needs somebody to go out and scout out the planets for him.
And he's on a flying surfboard.
Yeah, he's the Silver Surfer, the Herald of Galactus.
What will you think of next? That's why they call you the King, Jack. King Kirby.
Yeah, you call me that, Stan.
Now all the hoary hosts of Marveldom do too.
You're gonna print that?
Eh. I like my version better.
Unbelievable.
He's got the suit, Jackie.
Hey, Joe! How's the advertising game treating you?
That's better than being torn apart by hungry wolves. Some days.
Yeah. You know, college kids are calling him a modern-day Homer. He gave a lecture at Carnegie Hall, for Christ's sake. Carnegie Hall! I mean, what the fuck?
He brings the magic.
No, he doesn't. Sitting here at the drawing table, working into the wee hours of the night, taking his three sentences and turning them into this. An actual comic, a story, something someone can lose themselves in. That is the magic.
No, that's work.
Work is magic. Why doesn't anyone understand that? Why does everyone worship the bosses? That crazy butcher Patton, they turn into a hero. And Stanley? You know who came by the offices the other day? Fellini. Fucking Fellini!
I like very much of you comics. You are not so different, you and I, you know. Movie director and the comics man. You work at the artist's hand like the father in heaven fills the lifeless, disgusting lump of clay with a life. You come to Rome. We make the movies together. You, a modern-day Virgil, Signor Lee.
Virgil, seriously? Still playing your goddamn flute, Stanley!
Why don't you call him out on it?
What?
You see him every day. Why not ask for more credit? Your old co-plotter, at least.
I got a family, Joe. I got mouths to feed. I can't get a rep for being difficult.
Jesus, always with the family. Like you're the only one in the world who has one. That was your excuse for not leaving Fox, remember? I'm the king of the comics, Sergeant. It kills me they call you that now.
Yeah, king of the comics, great. World's smartest cockroach.
Look, kid, reason I asked you to lunch today is I'm going to be doing a thing.
A thing?
You know what a copyright termination is.
Yeah, for the sake of argument, let's say that I don't.
Law says certain amount of time passes, 28 years. After you sell a property to somebody, you can get the rights back.
Okay, so?
Calendar says it's 1969, so minus 28.
1941. Holy shit, Joe, you're grabbing Captain America back?
My lawyer's already filed the papers.
Goodman's gonna go nuts. I'm gonna lose my job.
I don't believe you. This is more than just this week's rent. This is security for life. You know how much money they're gonna pay me to keep hold of the Cap property?
Okay, this is gonna look bad, Joe. This is gonna look really bad on me.
I was hoping maybe you'd throw in with me, but... You know what I don't understand, Jack? You draw people punching each other in the face every day. You grew up in a street gang. You served in fucking France. Yet you refuse to stand up for yourself. You refuse to fight.
You ever see the look on a guy's face when he realizes both his arms have been blown off by a landmine? No, because he spent the war riding a horse for the Coast Guard, which incidentally makes no goddamn sense at all. You ever see what a 10-year-old kid looks like after he gets pushed off a 5-story tenement roof during a block fight? Oh, it's okay, I'll tell you, Joe, because you grew up sipping tea in Syracuse. The kid looks like a garbage bag filled with blood and shit exploded. You fight, huh? I got my fill a long time ago.
You can't hide in your artboards, Jack. The world will find you. Always does.
So?
So?
Joe gonna get Cap back?
I'm afraid I can't comment on ongoing negotiations.
You're probably just gonna pay him off, right? I mean, I know Joe. He doesn't have a burning desire to regale the children of America with the patriotic adventures of the Star-Spangled Avenger. He wants a check.
And what do you want, Jack?
What do you got?
For my enemies, a wingtip up the ass. For my friends, well...
I want what he was going to get.
Come again.
Whatever you're paying Joe to keep Cap, that's what I want.
You'll sign a statement affirming our ownership of the character?
Sure.
That we always owned it from the beginning?
You got it.
And we own all the other characters you've ever worked on or ever created while working here.
Including the ones I did with Stan?
Especially them. I'll have our lawyers deliver the papers to your house by courier tomorrow.
Joe always had the business sense.
Anything else?
Yeah, I quit.
What?
You want to know why I signed that away so quickly, huh? No, you wouldn't. All you know is how to read last month's sales sheet. Any idiot can do that. I can create. I can give up Cap, I can give up the Hulk, the X-Men, anything I made here, because I'm just going to make more. I can. This whole time I was here, I was making up my own line of characters that he, Stan, can't take any credit for. And I'm taking them to National.
You defecting again? Balls.
Yeah, I've been talking to them for a while. They're going to let me write and draw. I'm doing the whole thing at last.
Come on.
We'll see who the real fucking Homer is.
Attention, FanCon attendees. The Robbie the Robot photo opportunity has been moved to Hall B. The Robbie the Robot photo opportunity has moved to Hall B.
Wow, Jack Kirby. Oh, Kirby. Jack
okay.
Kirby.
Yeah, there you wow. go, kid. Yeah, that's...
Oh, wow.
That's me.
I've been following your work with Stan, like, forever. The minute I hear there was a con in my hometown, like, finally. I mean, we're so lucky you moved out here to San Diego. Are you doing stuff in the movies?
Oh, my kid has asthma, actually, in warmer climate.
Did you read Stan's new interview in Comics Now? All the movie stuff he wants to do with Marvel? Can you imagine all your guys on the big screen, like maybe Thor?
Yeah, you like Thor, huh?
Are you kidding? I grew up on it. Now I'm reading it to my kids.
Yeah, what about the stuff I did on my own, huh? New Gods.
New Gods. I tried, but it was a little too cosmic for me, you know? Who was your writer again?
Well,
all those exclamation points, so over the top, like somebody spitting on you while you talk. But movies, you know? It's a good interview. You should read it. It's insane. Look at me going on and on like a goon. I should get into comics, huh?
Yeah.
Man, hey, can I take a picture?
Oh, sure, yeah.
Excelsior! Oh, how could I forget? Can you sign this, too?
Mm-hmm.
The Tour de Force. An original. I think it's from Fantastic Four Post-Galactus, right? Like number 67 or 68?
Where did you get this? It is original.
It should be. I paid like half my savings. $1,000.
$1,000?
Yeah, like I can afford to give you any more of my money.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFF's creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFF's The Original New Musical from Shayna Taub is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at suffsmusical.com.
I found 8 more on the con floor. I wrote them all down, names and addresses of art dealers selling stolen pages, your pages.
Yeah, I know.
Crooks, every one of them. These art dealers are robbing you blind. Where did they get these pages from? Fantastic Four, Thor, Captain America, Iron Man, Avengers. These are supposed to be your fans. They're parasites. Where did they get this art in the first place?
From the offices, I guess. I mean, I heard the suits just gave them away as freebies to executives the company did business with. You know, guys who made TV shows and toys and stuff. But if I sign this...
What's that?
The lawyers mailed me this stupid form. I saw it first. I didn't want you to get mad. You always get mad.
Why? What does it mean?
I sign it.
And?
They give me what they've got left.
What's that?
88 pages.
88 pages? Out of how many thousands?
I lost track. As many as it took to tell the stories I wanted to tell.
Don't do it, Jack. The pages are bad enough, but they want you to sign away your rights. Your art's on frisbees, movies, everywhere I look. It's you, Jack, and you're not even there.
No one cares about anything new I do. All they want is the old stuff. I mean, nothing new sells.
But you can't just let them take away all the work.
What choice do I have?
Jack! Do you know why I let you talk me into going up to your apartment that day we met? Because every day I'd hear you rushing up those stairs full of places to go, and I'd imagine you were coming to talk to me. Every girl out there growing up just trying to flirt with you all because they just wanted to get married, get out of there. And you didn't care about them. And I loved you even more for it, because what I loved is how you were always moving. Never sitting still. You'd get an idea and the room lights up and we talk for hours and I see you. Without that, I don't know who I'd be, who our kids would be. What you've done with these heroes, fighting, flying, running, they are all you. And if that isn't worth fighting for, I don't know what is, because I fought for it.
I'm not your hero, Roz. Every time I go in rooms with bosses and lawyers, I come out someone else.
Every single drawing that has come from this hand, you created. you've made up.
Yeah.
From nothing. And that's something. That's something, Jack.
Yeah.
And you've got to find a way to come to peace with that.
Okay. Okay. Let's get some sleep, huh? Hello, Martin.
Just me, Jack. Crazy, huh? Plot twist.
It doesn't matter who it is. You're all the same to me.
See, making me the suit. Well, I like wearing suits. They're comfortable.
Oh, just cut to the chase, Stan.
That was always your problem. I'm gonna get right into the action. Throw the first punch before we even establish the situation. Make it clear we're old friends.
We weren't friends, Stan.
See, that hurts my feelings. You know how sensitive I am. Look, I take the time to come out here, talk to you. I don't leave you to some flunky lawyer.
Why? What the hell do you guys want now?
Look, all this talk about who created who, taking characters back, sharing credit, that's not what this is really about, is it?
It's the truth.
Really? You're a big fan of the truth. Is your name really Kirby? I mean, come on, you were ashamed.
I was not. You take that back.
What then?
I was never ashamed of being Jewish, but Kirby, you know, it sounded Irish, tough. Nobody thought of Jews being tough. If they grew up where I did, they'd know better, but...
Oh, so you consciously changed something you knew wasn't true in order to get a better story, right?
You're twisting it all around. Who I am, what I did, I was in those pages. It wasn't you telling me what to do, it was me creating. You could have told them, Stan.
That's my sin. When people said I was a genius, I said, oh... Me? That only made him yell it louder. Little old me. Excelsior.
Those were my stories, too.
Let's say for the sake of argument, because I am a reasonable person, that you're right. Nobody cares, really, whose stories they were. I love rocket ships and skyscrapers falling over as much as the next guy, but in the end, you focused on the wrong story, Jack. People want... magic. Not because they're innocent little children at heart, but because this world is a whirlwind of crazy, and magic is the only way to make sense of it all. A genius, me, dictates his ideas to talented craftspeople, you, and the result is love and riches.
No, no, the work is the magic.
If it was magic, it wouldn't be work. Jack, it's so much easier to be something than it is to do something. That's why, no matter how many times this story is told, I will be the hero, and you, the trusty sidekick.
I hate sidekicks.
But you sign this, you get your art. And no more letters bothering us, okay, Jack? No more talking about who did this or who did that in interviews or conventions. Just... done it before.
This says I give up royalties and future payments.
If you sign, we got a gift for you.
88 pages. Do you know how many pages I've... No money for reprints, no toys, no coloring books, no lunchboxes, and certainly no fucking movies. The art boards, the physical art. I can sell them to the few people who actually know what my name is. I got 4 kids and a wife and nothing to give them when I'm gone.
You know, I've worked my whole life just like you, but every time you look at me, I see it. Disgust for the new kid. Me. You always hated me. I get it. So just sign it. Huh? Nice scene. Dramatic. Maybe you can write. But tomorrow, when you've woken up in reality, you sign. That's the truth. Weeks later, when they come back to you with a counter, you sign. You sign. When you get your art, none of the good stuff, of course, that's long gone. Swear to God I wasn't even around when it vanished. But credit, you know, that's just not... Hey, I read. I followed all you did after you left, Jack. What you wrote on your own, it was good. That's the truth. Every interview I've ever given, any article, any book, I say you were the king, Jack, that you're the king of comics. You know that's true.
You left me a nickname. You sure are a generous guy, Stan.
At the end of the day, it's about what's right for the story, you know?
I've got to live mine.
Everybody does. That's why you gotta make shit up. Face front, true believer!
Our next item, original pin-up of superhero Invisible Girl from comics magazine Fantastic Four number 10, pencils by Jack Kirby. Bidding will also begin at $5,000.
I just bring the art in, dump it off, collect my check, and go home. I'd forget about this stuff. How was I supposed to know?
For many people, getting a piece of one's childhood is priceless. And that's what he is, it seems. A piece of everyone's childhood.
Do I hear 6,500?
How many pieces of art are we discussing here?
Sold to the gentleman in the rear for $7,475.
I worked for Martin from 1957 to 1969.
Next, reproduction cover, Amazing Spider-Man number 1, pencils by Jack Kirby.
On at least 40 titles.
Bidding will begin at $10,000.
So it's got to be in the neighborhood of what? 20,000 pages? All sold to line some faceless guy's pockets.
Sold to the man in the plaid for $14,950.
Comics. They were supposed to be temporary.
Attention, FanCon attendees. Happening right now on the main stage, Nicole Nichols and George Takei share favorite Star Trek memories.
Mr. Cooper, would you mind signing?
Sure. Slow down. You'll live longer. Let me see. The Coming of Galactus.
First appearance of the Silver Surfer.
Yeah, it was a good one.
It's the first thing I ever remember reading on my own, by myself, with my own two eyes.
There you go.
It's been really great meeting you, Mr. Kirby.
Well, what's the rush? You just got here.
I'd love to stay, but I just drove 10 hours from Chicago. I have to get back because I couldn't get the time off of work.
You drove 10 hours from Chicago just to come here for 15 minutes?
Yeah. I figured this might be the only time I get to meet you, after all. You're the king.
Comics. They'll break your heart. Cosmic Carson's rocket ship crashes on the outer ring of the galaxy. So the Solar Legion takes the drastic step of growing an android replica to take his place. Without Carson, the evil generals and the space pirates, they'll take over the entire galaxy. Only thing is, this new guy? He ain't a goody two-shoes. He may look like one on the outside, but inside, he's a brawler, huh? A good-for-nothing street punk. But he's gotta keep up appearances, you know? Because he knows, no matter what his natural tendencies might be, it's the right thing to do.
King Kirby.
Episode 4, Age of Marvels, written by Crystal Skillman and Fred Van Lente. Starring Steve Ratazzi as Jack Kirby, Amy Lee Pearsall as Roz Kirby, Joseph Mathers as Joe Simon, Nat Cassidy as Stan Lee, Timothy McCown Reynolds as Martin Goodman. Music composition and sound editing by Bobby Cronin. Original stage production directed by John Hurley. Recorded at Midtown Comics downtown in Manhattan.
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com, and of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suffsmusical.com.